Take your Bible tonight, if you would, and go over to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 27 tonight. Proverbs chapter 27. This may start out as a series of messages over a period of time, or it may not. This may be the only time I preach on this thought, on some hard sayings in the Bible. There's some hard sayings in the Bible. I mean, there really is. I mean answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like him. You say, well, that ain't too hard. Yeah, but the next verse says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceits. So when do you do that? When do you not answer a fool, and when do you answer a fool? Kind of hard to figure out sometimes, ain't it? The Bible said in Matthew chapter 19, and again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's kind of a hard saying to figure out sometimes, ain't it? But in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, look in verse 5 as we stand at our feet tonight. Let's stand for the reverence of the reading of God's Word. Proverbs chapter 27, look in verse 4. We'll read two verses. And look in verse 5. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5. The Bible says, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you for the love and the mercy that you've given us, for your salvation, for saving us. Lord, I just thank you tonight for just your wonderful salvation plan. Thank you for that song that was sung tonight, A Crown of Thorns. Thank you for taking our place at Calvary. We ask you tonight, if there's one here lost, that you might save them. But, Lord, if there's somebody here that has a need, I pray that need might be met. And as we preach tonight on some hard sayings in the Bible, Lord, I pray preaching won't be hard, but that it would be easy tonight. But, Lord, that we might have an understanding out of the Word of God, what you'd have us to see tonight. We sure do love you, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, the blessings of this life. Touch us and anoint us afresh, for we certainly need your help. We cannot do anything without you. I know that. These folk realize that. We need you tonight. Come by and help for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You be seated tonight. As I looked at these two verses and began to dwell on them and think about them, how it talks about that open rebuke is better than secret love. And then it went on to say that faithful are the wounds of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Most of the time, it's the other way around, ain't it? Most of the time, it is our friends that kiss us and our enemies that wound us. Most of the time, we want to be loved and not to be rebuked. But here the Bible said that open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, notice that he said it's better. I'm going to deal with that, but the word better, think about that for just a second, than having a secret love, than one knowing that somebody loves you, even though they may not show it and tell it to you. He said open rebuke is better. Now, I don't believe that that means that they open rebuke you in front of a congregation or in front of a group of people. I don't believe that that's what that's referring to. I believe that he's simply talking about to the very fact that if there is a fault or a sin in your life, then they'll come and tell you about it. And let me say this, by the way, as we look at this verse tonight, these two verses, we're not talking about being nitpickers and fault finders either. We're talking about finding, or if we see a fault or a sin that somebody's headed down the road and it's going to hurt them, you need to deal with it. I'm going to deal with some things tonight that's going to be awful hard. These two verses are not hard to understand. It's not a hard saying to understand. It's a hard saying to do. Because there's some things that we're going to look at tonight that keeps us from wanting to do this. And so as we look at these verses tonight, listen, let me say this, that as we're not to be fault finders, we can't help people. And if you'll go over to the book of Matthew chapter 7, you can see that it talks about the mote and the beam and all those things. But you know, by the time you get to verse 5, he says, you know, if you cast out the beam that is in your eye, then you can see clearly to get the mote that is in thy brother's eye. So you can help somebody tonight. We've dealt with that before. Well, let me ask you this tonight. If If I'm your friend, and if you're my friend, and if you're saved and I'm saved, and we're Christians, then do we not owe it to each other to tell each other the truth? The Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 13, He said, owe no man anything but to love one another. Now He comes up here and He said, open rebuke is better than secret love. He said, open rebuke. You're going to somebody, and you know what? Now, let me ask you this tonight. When you read that verse, where do you fit into that verse tonight? And what I mean by that is, as I read this, I'm always the one that's going to get to do the rebuking, but never the one that's going to be rebuked. I told my wife today we were leaving the house, and I don't remember why I put my shoe up on the blanket that was on the couch. She had a blanket on the couch, and I put my shoe up front. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting my shoe up there. And I don't remember what I was doing, what I was looking at. But we was walking out the door. I said, you've got that open rebuke under good shape, honey. And but listen, sometimes we do it and need to do it because we love one another. As I said, don't be a nitpicker and don't do things just to simply say you're wrong in that. But listen, it's simply to help somebody. Number one tonight, notice what it said. It called it open rebuke and friendly wounds. Open rebuke and friendly wounds. Now, tonight we have to sometimes go to people. If you've seen somebody, if you knew a friend, or even not a friend, but if you've seen somebody that was out here on the road, and you knew that there was an open ditch up here, up in the road, and they were headed that direction, and they were running full steam ahead, and you knew that they wasn't going to be able to stop, you'd be trying to flag them down before they got there with you. There's a fellow that I used to work with, he worked on a road crew. And he said every evening, he said them boys that was out in front of us, you know, that was on down the road from us that was clearing stuff, he said they would come zipping by every afternoon about 5 minutes before we got off work. And he said, man, they would just bull dust everywhere. And he said they were just bull and dust everywhere every day. And he said, but we had an open pit up there in the road one day. And he said, they sent me up there to flag them as they were coming down. And he said, I was standing up there trying to flag them to get them to slow down. And he said, you know what they done? They blowed right by me while they were laughing at me. And he said, you know what happened next? They ended up in that open pit down there. Now, you know, a lot of times we need to be the fella that's standing out there with that big red flag trying to help somebody not to fall in that open pit down there. Would you agree with me tonight, church, that sometimes people just get wrong about some things? I'm not going to say any of you all are in here wrong now, but what I'm trying to say is, and I'm getting way ahead of myself, and what makes it so hard of things is sometimes we just don't want to get involved and mind our own business. Sometimes that's why we don't do what we need to do, is because if we get involved with somebody, then we're not minding our own business, and they may tell us to mind our own business. And if they do, that's fine. We'll mind our own business. But he said open rebuke is better than secret love. Let me say this. When you go to somebody and you, in honesty, you see that they're headed down a path that they don't need to go. How many of us have been on the outside before looking in and we've said to ourselves, they're about to mess up. They're about to mess up. I mean, how many of us have seen that? I mean, why is it we can see it in everybody else's life, but we can't see it in ours sometimes? Now, I'm just being honest. I mean, why is it? I mean, why is it I can't see that I'm about to mess up, but everybody else standing around knows I'm about to drive off in the pit over here? But when we go to help them, one, let me say that we need to have Scripture with us to say, here's what the Bible says, and here's the shape you're in, and here's what's about to happen. And then let me say this, you may have went down the same a road that they're on. And say, let me tell you what happened to me. The shape that you're in right now, I've been right where you're at. And here's what I've done, and here's what happened. You don't have to go down the same road that I went down. It's not pointing out their sin just for the fun of pointing it out. It's not pointing out their problem just point it out to them. Friend, it's to point it out to them that it might help them. Would you rather have somebody, you know, would you rather have to go try to help put the pieces back together or to keep the or keep the pieces from breaking apart to start with. A secret love and a kiss from an enemy cannot help us, but open rebuke and from a faithful friend, even though it's a wound, so it seems, that's what can help us. Now notice what your Bible said in verse 6. It said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Notice how some people might consider it a wound to them. How many times have you ever went to anybody and tried to help them, but yet in the same turn, it's almost like it hurt them? And by the way, it will hurt our pride and our ego sometimes when somebody comes to us and try to correct us. I remember years ago, there was a gentleman here at the church, and when I would come up here in the pulpit to get ready, he said, it's just like you're coming up there like a king, and you want everybody to look at you, and you're mad if you don't have everybody looking at you. And everything just settled down. Now that kind of hurt my feelings. But you know, after I thought about that for a while, I thought, you know, he might have been on to something. Just a little bit. You know, sometimes we just need to go say what we need to say and then give people time to think about some things. It may not get fixed overnight. They may not change their mind overnight, but they may change their mind tomorrow or the next day. You know, the older I've got, the more I have started listening to people when they talk. You see, when I was younger, I didn't listen to a lot of people. But I would like to think that the older that I've got, if somebody's got something to say, I'm at least going to listen. I may not do it. I may not like it. I may not have the direction that they're going, but I'm at least going to listen. You know, the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 9, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. But he said, rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. If somebody comes to us to correct us, it may wound our pride or our ego. But if it keeps us from getting wounded some other way, wouldn't that be worth it? Wouldn't that be worth having our pride or our ego or our self? I mean, what did he say here? Faithful are the wounds. By the way, he said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. More than anything, we just need the truth. If I'm about to mess up, I sure would want somebody to tell me that I was about to mess up. I've watched people mess up. And I thought to myself, boy, I need to say something right here. But then I didn't. Why didn't I say something? You know, it is open rebuke and friendly wounds, and I would just be a friend to somebody. But what makes this thing so hard is, well, preacher, it might make them mad if I say something. It might. But you know, the Bible said again that rebuke a wise man and he'll love thee. I would like to think that if I went to talk to anybody in this building tonight, you'd at least listen. I do appreciate people, if they honestly think that I'm headed down the wrong path, that they'd say, hey, you need to look at what's going on. You don't have to go and be mean to them or ugly to them. Just say, hey, have you thought about this? You know, you thought about maybe this job you're fixing to take may not be the best thing. I know it's more money, but you know, if it's going to cost you family time and church time, may not be the best thing. We're worried about it making folk mad, or we might lose them as a friend. If you go tell your friend the truth tonight and you lose them as a friend, they wasn't much of a friend. I'm talking about going to them in earnest and honesty, owing them love tonight, me owing them love. And listen, if somebody comes to us, we shouldn't get mad. We may not agree with them, but I would at least like to think that we would all sit down and look at what they have to say. You know, because open rebuke is better than secret love, and faithful are the wounds of a friend. They might tell us that we need to mind our own business. And as I said a few minutes ago, if they do, then we'll mind our own business. It's kind of hard to go to somebody sometime and say, you need to look at the situation that you're in. What about, you say, well, if somebody come to me, preacher, and dealt with me about something that's going on in my life, I think I would listen. What if they come to you and want to talk to you about the way that one of your kids is going? Oh, no, not my kids now, preacher. No, what happens if they come to you? What if they see something and they come to you? Would you listen? What if I come to you as your pastor and said, you know, your child's headed in the wrong direction? Some of you may say, yeah, I know that, and I'm trying to take care of it, preacher, or say, I've never seen that, or might say, mind your own business. I'm not nitpicking. I'm not wanting to find a fault. I'm talking about trying to keep you and me and your children out of trouble. That's what I'm talking about. Because you know what? There is some people in here that has been down the road that these other people's fixing to go down. They've not been down this road. So he said, open rebuke is better than, am I doing okay, Matt? All right, just making sure. It's been awful quiet. Open rebuke is better than secret love. You know, we can tell people that we love them. But you know what? If we see them in trouble or fixing to get in trouble and we don't try to stop them, how much love do we really have for them? I mean, I'm just being honest tonight. How much love do we have for people tonight? But how are we to do this? Again, it's better than secret love. Better is a comparison of two things. One thing is better than the other. Right? You know, pizza is better than anything. Hunter, boy, he was laid in there on that. I'm like Miss Jennifer over here. I ain't found a pizza yet that I don't like. I know I love fried chicken, but I think pizza is better than fried chicken. I know I like a good cut of meat that's been seasoned right and grilled, but I still think pizza is better than a good sirloin any day. And that's just my opinion. It's better to me. I like pizza. You know, the shame of it is, can't eat it much. Hurts me too much. But how are we to do this? If we're to go and an open rebuke is better than secret love, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, then what you need to do is go as a friend. Some things are hard to talk about, ain't it? Some things are personal to talk about. Right? It's tough to talk about. But if you see them fixing to mess up, or somebody's child fixing to mess up, and by the way, some people are just private, and some people are more public than others. Some people don't care to talk about problems. Some people do care to talk about their issues. But I think if we go to them in love and show them that we just simply are their friend and say, look, I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned the direction that this thing looks like it's going. And if it's not headed that way, just tell me this, you know, show me. Because what we're looking at on the outside, looking on the inside, it looks like it's fixing to become a mess. And then just go tell them the truth. You know, if somebody is in a mess, and they're wallowing in that mess, and it don't seem like they're trying to get out of that mess, we're still to go help them. You know, if you go back to the book of Galatians, he said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Well, they're not going to listen if I go. You'll never know unless you go talk to them. It is a hard thing to do sometimes to deal with people's sin or their problem that's heading them in the wrong direction. I had a preacher friend of mine. Him and his wife had got divorced. And listen, this fella had been my friend for a long time. I mean, for a long time. And I think I've told you all this story maybe on more than one occasion, but we used to run together a lot, but as time went on, he got married and had kids, and me and Kelly got married, and so things just kind of separated, but we'd still talk every now and again. But anyway, him and his wife ended up getting divorced. They had a lot of problems and all that mess there, but he ended up, before it was all over with, living with a girl. And he knew better than that. And I can't remember what he came by the house one day. He got off work and he'd come by the house and he pulled up there to the driveway and you know, the Lord, he kind of been dealing with me about talking to him about this whole situation. And I remember when he pulled up in my driveway, he got all the way up there to the top of the hill, up there to my house. And as soon as he pulled up to the edge of the driveway there to the top, I heard it and his serpentine belt broke on his truck. I said, just pull it over on the side of the yard there. It'll be all right. He said, well, you care to take me over to Mom and Dad? I said, I don't care a bit to take you over there. We'll ride over. It probably wasn't 4 or 5 miles from the house. I said, we'll ride over maybe 6 or 7 miles. And he piles up the truck with me and we take off over. And all the way over there, the Lord was dealing with me about dealing with his sin. I didn't want to deal with that. Who wants to deal with somebody else's sin? He was in a mess. I mean, man, he was ruining his testimony. He's trying to drag me. You know, he's shacking up with a woman. Want me to come over there and do some work for him. Go over and read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I ain't supposed to be fellowshipping with him. There's another hard saying, ain't it? Do we believe that? You know, believing the Bible's kind of tough sometimes, ain't it? But about halfway over, that's probably maybe about 2 or 3 miles from his mom and daddy's. And I said, I just need to talk to you for a minute. And began to talk to him about the shape that his life was in. And he said, I know. I know I need to. Yeah, people know. They already know, but sometimes they need to be told. And it wasn't too long until he fixed some things, and I was glad that he fixed some things. I mean, it could have been a lot worse than what it was. If you see somebody headed out into the world, shouldn't you try to stop them? If you see somebody living worldly, carnally, if you see a Christian that is starting to live carnally, I mean, they're letting some things slip, the separation is slipping, shouldn't we say, should we say something? Oh, now, preacher. I mean, I do believe in separation. It just, you know, a little at a time, and before you know it, you're on the fence to start with, and next thing you know, you're on the other side of the fence. Or they're on the other side of the fence. But he said open rebuke is better. We go to them with the attitude of love and restoration. We go to them with the idea and with the thought of just being their friend, but nonetheless, we've got to go with the thought of truth. He said, open rebuke. We're not going to be able to rebuke them in the very fact of what we think or what we say, but in what Scripture says. If you don't like the way somebody parts their hair, you'll just have to get over it. I'm just being honest. But if you love them tonight, then shouldn't you tell them the truth? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. I would rather have somebody get mad at me because I told them the truth. Now, I look at things a lot different than some people do. You do a whole lot better with me if you just be blunt. I may not like it. I may not agree with it. But I ain't going to eat you. But I would just as soon as you be blunt with me. That way I don't have to wonder what we're talking about. I don't have to guess at it. I'm like these disciples over here sometimes that are just dull. I mean, they didn't know what was going on. And I don't like to beat around the bush. If you're going to have to deal with me, just deal with me. Just tell me what you got to say and let's deal with it. But I would rather you wound me than to let me go on and fall off in the ditch somewhere, knowing what was going to happen later on down the road. I would rather put my friendship, I'm getting to this place now, that I would rather put my friendship on the line to tell somebody the truth as to hold that friendship and watch them get destroyed. Are you a friend if you just let it go? Some hard sayings in the Bible. Open rebuke is better than secret love. But faithful are the wounds of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Let's bow our heads tonight.